I'm Tim Schmidt with your Hurricane Michael update for 4 p.m. Eastern on Monday. While President Trump speaking at a law enforcement convention in Florida on Monday, saying that Governor Rick Scott and he have talked about the fact that this is going to be a, quote, big one. The U.S. Coast Guard now urging boaters to move their vessels in as the hurricane nears, and the Florida National Guard recruiting 500 folks to help with hurricane preparation. If Michael hits the panhandle as expected, it would be the first major hurricane to do so since Dennis did it back in 2005. And now we've got David Adlerstein from the Apalachicola Times. He's the editor there. And David, as we get closer to the storm, evacuations are kind of coming in waves. Talk us through the most recent things that are happening in your neck of the woods.
Okay, and Gulf County, which is just to the west of Franklin County, they issued it this morning, a mandatory evacuation of coastal areas in Gulf County. Locals know that a mandatory means you ought to leave, you better leave, you should leave, but you're not going to get in trouble if you don't. With Franklin County, they haven't yet issued a mandatory evacuation except for non-residents. Basically, they're trying to send the message, if you're a tourist, leave, and if you're a tourist, don't come. And they've closed the schools in both counties for 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You're seeing extracurriculars closed, college classes closed, and lines at the gas stations as people get ready to leave.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Now, in your part of the state, not just the Panhandle, but also Big Bend area, what types of weather are we expecting? What have they told you to this point that you're supposed to see?
They've said category, at least a category one hurricane, all the way up to, people are talking three or four. It's all rumor, but officially it's a category, at least a category one, and we're talking about sustained winds, 50, 60 miles an hour at least, and once they hit 40 miles an hour, they close the bridges, and that is major traffic hassles. People cannot get from one place to another, so most people are taking it seriously, mainly because they're looking at this cone, and they're seeing, wow, this is a right hook, or left hook, right into this big bend, so...
Very interesting stuff. Stay safe. David Adlerstein, the editor at the Apalachicola Times. Thank you for your time today, David.
You're welcome. Thank you.